outside of what they could see. He happened into the wrong church one day, not in his body, but he was there. I'm not making this stuff up, okay? This stuff is actually real. I'm not nuts, okay? It happened in the wrong church, and the leader said, "Something is going on in here. We are going to fast and pray." And they did, and the guy was trapped in the room. And he had to walk in his body. And he was converted. That's the power that we're not yet living into. We just came through a brutal election in my country. How many of you keep track of U.S. news? Okay. I wonder what it looks like from your perspective, okay? We have our own perspective. We don't want to become like Canada. We don't want to have their healthcare system. You know, okay. God forbid. And so we consider the man in the White House to be the most powerful person in the world. I don't know if that's an American arrogancy or what, but that's what we think. We think this guy over here says, yep. That's arrogancy right there. All right. Okay, I'll take that. We consider him to be the most powerful person in the world. But I want to tell you that he is not the most powerful person in the world. In fact, he is not the most powerful person in America. I'm going to say that he has power. But I'm going to suggest that there are at least four layers of power above him in the earth. In the earth. I'm going to suggest that God is more powerful than he is. I'm going to suggest that Satan is more powerful than he is. That is above him. That is one layer. Okay? That's one layer. That's not two layers, that's one. But between those other three layers, there are other powers. I'm going to suggest that the Federal Reserve is more powerful than our president is. It's a part of a money system that he has no control over. I'm also going to suggest that there are dark organizations. I'm not making this stuff up. That are more powerful than he is. But I'm also going to suggest that the widow's mite is more powerful than the president. This is real money, right? Yours looks funny, all right. This is real money. I got the wrong one here, but on our money in the United States, there are numerous satanic symbols that there's also the words "In God We Trust." But there's numerous satanic symbols, including the Illuminati and some other things that are there, okay? These things are not, I'm not making this up. The symbol is there. They have their stuff. They have their things they're doing, okay? Now, the reason I stopped and prayed before I got into this stuff is because I want this to be framed, not in some kind of fear. I am calling you people to something bigger than yourself. You didn't volunteer to be called to it, okay? The reason I ask in the prerequisite that you surrender to yourself, because if you go out of here with the things that I said and you don't yield your hearts to the Father, you don't give these things up, you will be far worse than you ever were before, because you now know what you're doing. That's actually part of something else. You'd be better off never have been here if you're not going to give up the stuff. And if you're not going to join the widow's mite. What I mean by the widow's mite is the secret things. I want to tell you one of the things that's going on in my country that is between the president and God and Satan. It's not below the president, it's above the president. I have a friend that is not just teaching these things, he is living these things, okay? You know the story, some of you do, but my friend's name is Ken Miller. Ken Miller had this lady come to him and say, I've got this child. I don't know the whole story, so I'm not indicting him. I'm only telling what's publicly available. He does not even tell his wife some details, okay? He says, I have this child that I had with my lesbian partner, and she is, we've since separated, and when my child goes to her, it just horrible things come out of her. It is just awful. And I can't take this anymore. I need to get away from her. And so he brought her to the Canadian border. He was involved in taking the Canadian border. She flew to Nicaragua. She's been in hiding for I don't know how many years. But Ken Miller, the government, saw his emails, saw what he did, and he is in prison today. He was sitting under